Hello, and welcome to one in a series of Right Risk videos on business structures. There are a number of legal organizational structures available to entrepreneurs. Today, I will focus on corporations. I am Jeff Trunnell, agricultural and business management economist with Colorado State University. Joining me is John Hewlett, a farm and ranch management specialist at the University of Wyoming, and Dr. Jay Parsons, professor and extension specialist with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. The three of us are also founding members of Right Risk. There are three basic types of organizational structures: sole proprietorships, partnerships, and corporations. Each structure has advantages and disadvantages, different tax ramifications, and alternative impacts to estate and succession plans, to both the business and to the owners. According to the Small Business Administration, 86% of all organizations are sole proprietorships. Partnerships and corporations each account for 7% of businesses. These numbers are slightly higher for small businesses that have employees. The Internal Revenue Code provides for two types of corporations. A C corporation is a form of business entity which pays taxes at the entity level. Any distributions paid to the shareholders is then subject to each shareholder's personal income tax computations. The S corporation is an otherwise ordinary corporation which is eligible for and has elected to be taxed under subchapter S of the Internal Revenue Code. For state law purposes, it is formed like any other corporation, and the provisions of the General Business Corporation statutes apply. The difference between a C corporation and an S corporation is that in an S corporation, there is no entry-level taxation. The income and losses are passed through to the individual shareholder. Another significant difference is that S corporations have only a limited number of owners. The corporation is a creature of statute. The statutory requirements must be complied with in order for a corporation to come into existence. In most states, a corporation comes into existence when the articles are filed with the Secretary of State or other appropriate state official. The articles of incorporation, sometimes called the corporate charter, contain basic information about the corporation and are not intended to govern the day-to-day operation of the business. Once the articles are filed, the organizers will typically meet to select the initial directors, unless they were named in the articles, who in turn authorize the enactment of bylaws that will govern the day-to-day operations of the corporation. They will also authorize the issuance of shares and take whatever actions are necessary to get the corporation started. Under normal circumstances, all management authority is to be exercised by or under the authority of the board of directors. Because this level of complexity and formality may not be desirable nor necessary in a small corporation, some state statutes allow smaller corporations to elect to have shareholders retain management authority by including a provision to that effect in the corporation's articles of incorporation. Owners of a corporation have limited liability for corporate debts. In other words, a shareholder stands to lose only the value of his or her investment in the corporation. As was mentioned previously, net income of C corporations is subject to an entity-level tax. Any distributions to shareholders in the form of dividends is subject to taxes at the shareholder's tax rate. Thus, the term double taxation. The corporation pays taxes on taxable income, and the shareholders also pay taxes on any distributed profits. It should be noted the Internal Revenue Service does impose a special tax on any excess retained earnings. Conversely, a subchapter S corporation is taxed as a pass-through entity. Income and losses are reported to the owners, and they pay income and self-employment taxes at their applicable rates. Absent agreement to the contrary, a shareholder may sell or otherwise convey shares at any time to any other legal person. The buyer or transferee becomes a shareholder with all the rights such a position entails. The process of terminating a corporation is spelled out in the corporate statutes. Most of these rules are mandatory and cannot be circumvented by agreement of the parties. The Articles of Incorporation, or Corporate Charter, contain basic information about the corporation and are not intended to govern the day-to-day operation of the business. The articles contain information such as the name of the company, address of the principal office, a registered agent and office in the state of service, detailed information about the stock which the corporation is authorized to issue, information about the incorporators, and possibly the purposes for which the corporation is to be formed. The articles may, but generally are not required to, include the names of the initial directors of the corporation. Once the articles are filed, the organizers will typically meet to select initial directors. The initial directors authorize the enactment of bylaws which govern the day-to-day operations of the corporation. They also authorize issuance of shares and take whatever actions are necessary to get the corporation started. A person forming a business should consider all the factors which will impact the business and help him or her reach the desired business goals. For example, a selected business structure may impact eligibility for and payments under various USDA programs. Likewise, a selected business structure will impact the owner's estate and succession plans. Each organizational structure allows a person to implement certain strategies, but the impacts of those strategies may differ. And other business arrangements such as labor sharing agreements, livestock production contracts, and strategic alliances may allow a business owner to accomplish his or her goals more effectively, with less effort, and at lower cost. The corporation has a number of advantages and disadvantages, some of which are dependent upon whether the corporation is a C or an S entity. Advantages of a corporation are that owners have limited liability for business debts. There are a variety of share classes. Transfers of ownership is easy and do not normally impact day-to-day operations, and the business has an extended lifespan. On the other hand, corporations may be difficult and costly to form and have specific reporting requirements. C corporations, but not S corporations, report and pay taxes at the entity level. All corporations have a board of directors and a hired manager or chief executive officer who manages the business. Finally, S corporations are restricted to the number of owners. If the S corp exceeds the allowable number of owners, currently 75, it will lose its status as an S corporation and become taxable as a C corporation. Some of these advantages and disadvantages are just the opposite, depending on the owner's point of view. RightRisk has a plethora of resources available on its website. Specifically, under the Resources tab are materials pertaining to organizational structures, in this case, under the title Risk Concepts. You will find several four-page fact sheets describing selected organizational structures and a two-page table comparing the attributes of seven of the most common organizational structures. In summary, there are a number of organizational structures available to business owners. Each structure has its advantages and disadvantages, ramifications and impacts to both the business and to the owners. There are two types of corporations, the C or regular corporation and the S corporation. A person should seek appropriate counsel before forming a business. Please look for information about organizational structures and other educational resources at the RightRisk website, rightrisk.org. Thank you and have a great day.